Restaurant workers nationwide are quitting their jobs in record numbers as restaurants rush to reopen and customers begin to dine in once again. These workers have faced many challenges throughout the pandemic, including putting themselves at risk of contracting COVID-19 by interacting with customers and policing customers who refuse to wear a mask. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Professor Yana Rogers, economist at the Rutgers School of Management and Labor Relations and faculty director at the Rutgers Center for Women and Work. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Liz. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
After working through a difficult pandemic without a vaccine protection, why do you think workers are just now deciding to quit their jobs?
Well, the economy is heating back up, and there are more and more job openings. And workers, frankly, are tired of low-wage jobs. A low-wage economy should not be normal, and right now it's not normal with people having opportunities to do better.
So how does being short-staffed impact the flow and organization of a restaurant and its workers? Does this encourage others to quit as well?
We are seeing longer lines at restaurants, staffing shortages. So, yes, it is impeding the flow at where we are dining. And I think in the longer term, the only option is for restaurants to increase their pay. Many are still paying sub-minimum wages. Workers are having to rely on tips. But even those earning the regular minimum wage, it's not enough. We need to move out of this low-wage setting that we're in now.
Well, this was a problem even before the pandemic. So has the pandemic tipped any of these restaurant owners, you know, over to the point of, yeah, we really need to pay these people a living wage?
You're absolutely right. It was a problem before the pandemic. And we've seen historically now that employers have more workplace power, which is why wages have been low and worker compensation as a share of GDP is at its lowest point since 1950, while corporate profits are high. So there is room to raise wages. And what we're seeing now of restaurants and other companies trying to entice workers to stay or to hire them with these quick fixes, it's just that, a quick fix. We ultimately need is higher pay.
I think people certainly have run the numbers because the restaurant owners will say, oh, well, wait a minute. If we pay people more, we're going to have fire people or we're going to have to charge customers a whole lot. Those numbers don't play out, do they?
No, it's a contentious issue when we talk about raising the minimum wage. And you can get economists arguing on both sides. I do think that the evidence points in favor of very small, if any, employment effects by raising the minimum wage. Generally, we might see a little increase in prices passed on to consumers. I am in favor of raising the minimum wage, and I think by and large, the evidence points to minimal effects on employers lowering their hiring rates or firing people.
The restaurant workers that are leaving the business, where are they finding new jobs or are they finding new jobs?
They are indeed finding new jobs. I think healthcare is a growing sector, education, even corporate world business, entertainment, across sectors, we're seeing robust growth. So there are plenty of new employment opportunities. And with unemployment insurance, what that's supposed to do is give people time to find meaningful work. And that is what people are using it for. And they are indeed finding meaningful jobs that pay a living wage.